All right, we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, talk a little bit more golf. Diamond Woods out on Territorial Highway in Monroe is one of our faves in the area. You could learn more online, diamondwoods.com. We bring in our buddy and longtime proprietor, Jeff Doyle, joins us. Jeff, how are you? How have you been?
Good, good, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Obviously, for those who live around here, the weather has been, let's call it, annoying in recent years. What kind of a task has it been for all of you and your staff to keep the course in shape?
Yeah, this April has been a little bit trying. But actually, you expect that in Oregon. You're going to get a wet spring at times, and sometimes a wet fall, and you can really usually count on the summers. But that's just part of what you deal with, and we're a little bit fortunate. I guess our friends up at Trysting Tree there are just completely flooded,
yep.
And I think some of the other courses closer to rivers have had troubles, whereas here we're getting an awful lot of rain, but we're not flooded and we're playable. We just had a high school tournament out here today, and I'm not as happy with the course conditions as I would be on a typical April, just because it's been so wet, but the course has handled it fairly well.
Well, I'm just saying the fact that you're playable, that's already a step in the right direction. Now, obviously, you're a player, and you're one of those guys who's just a good athlete. You played minor league ball with the Cardinals organization. And what could you tell me about the tournament you're going to play in?
They call it the OGA Tournament of Champions. I think the various men's and women's clubs in the state, if they have events, and if you win one of those, you qualify. And I'm really not that good of a golfer, Steve, but I did happen to qualify in the Diamond Woods Men's Club Championship last year, and I just thought, given my age and limited skills, I better go do this. It may be the only time I ever get a chance to. I'm kind of looking forward to it. The Gearhart Golf Course it's in Gearhart, right near Seaside there. It's, I guess, the oldest golf course in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
My wife's family vacationed there for like 30 years every summer, and I'd go, I wasn't really a golfer then, and for a week on vacation, and I've walked around that course a few times. It's not very long, it's very narrow, but, regardless, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and we were discussing your course, and we were kind of taking bets, and I was like, no, they had a 20th anniversary, so take us through, your involvement and opening this course 22 years ago, because it was an amazing story.
Yeah, we're local people. Seven of us kids here in Junction City. My dad worked at Blatchy Lane. My mom was trying to handle the seven kids. My brother and I were kind of sports nuts. And after high school, he went on to do nothing but work at golf courses. He worked at Trysting Tree while they were building that. And after we'd gotten our permit, he went up to Pumpkin Ridge and worked up there while they built that. And he got a degree in landscape architecture, was a scratch golfer. So he was the real impetus behind it. After high school, I got a baseball scholarship at Oregon State and, drafted by the Cardinals and played enough professional baseball to buy the property. But it was really my brother that, it was friends and family and the whole nine yards to get the thing going. It's been just a great, the surprising thing is the number of people you get to meet, I was looking back at the 21 years and some of the things we've always really loved the course layout. I think when we opened it was the 10th hardest course in the state. It's very challenging. some of the things that we weren't particularly happy with, the greens when we first opened weren't very fast, and the roller we had was kind of an old style roller when I think about 7 or 8 years ago we got the really updated rollers, and really happy with our greens now. The other thing that I remember back from all that time is we used to do 7 and 8 minute tee times, and that our course is just too difficult for that. We've moved to 9 minute tee times. It's kind of like the lights putting people out on a freeway. If you meter them off a little bit slower, you don't get the pace of play issues, and it's made it a lot easier to run the golf course. And then the other thing that we started 4 years ago was actually punching and sanding our fairways, just like was the normal practices with greens. We started doing that at our fairways, and really, really happy with the results of that. And it's one of the reasons why, even with this really wet April we've had, the course is in pretty good shape. So, you know, that's been kind of the learning curve that we've gone through. But, you know, overall, couldn't be happier with the business.
Talking with Jeff Doyle of Diamond Woods, one of the things I've always loved about your track is it is, like you said, it's a really creative, unique design. And, man, the front nine and the back nine, I just love how they're so distinctive. So for folks who haven't been out there, you know, how would you describe the front nine itself?
Yeah, the front nine is a little more open, but there's a lot of force carries. Some of the people that don't get the ball airborne that well, they tell me they like the back nine much better, whereas I think the front nine's easier to score. The back nine's a little tighter. There's elevations. There's a variety of... The one thing I've noticed is that depending on what tee box you play, favoring a draw or favoring a fade is kind of crucial on several of the holes, and it's the one thing that I guess I've been happiest about as I've become a golfer and played more golf courses is I really do love our layout. It's not always as happy with the maintenance of the for a variety of reasons, but I've always really loved that.
No, it's really distinctive. Another thing is when I talk to people, because I try to explain to them growing up in the big city, if we took a course like yours and dropped it where I was, it would be a six-hour round. You'd probably have to pay $150 greens fees. And I've spoken to people, and you talked about how great it's been, you know, the people you meet over the years. I'd be curious to know, are there a group of regulars or people who've come and make sure, you know, they travel around the area playing golf and maybe come from far away, and they always include Diamond Woods in an annual or semi-annual trip?
You know, there are a bunch. You see a bunch of the people. You just can't wait for the summer to see the different faces that you just won't see during the year, and some of them from you know, quite a ways out. I know the biggest thing that I see, the returning things, are the events that we have. I know the back and utility tournament, which they draw from utilities from all over. They used to travel all around, and about 15 years ago they had an event at ours, and I've had it every year since, and just great people to work with. And there's several like that. I could name a bunch like that. Like I say, it is one of the rewarding things of this business.
Let's get to a couple of the specifics. I mean, you offer what various types of memberships? You know, let the folks know what's available.
Yeah, we have individual and family, and we also do the 5-day stuff. We have a $400 initiation fee. That's a one-time cost, but I think our rates for our, because we're more of a golf only type of membership. So an individual would pay $145 a month, a family $185. That's on the 7-day a week. The 5-day would be $130 for an individual, and we include the driving range with that, and you know, basically, for those that like to golf, it's they get their money back big time in that.
You know, for folks who are beginners or who might want to get a child or a grandchild playing, or for somebody who golfs a lot that's like, you know what, I just want to fine-tune my game, what could you tell us about lessons and instructions available out at Diamond Woods?
Yeah, we currently don't have anybody giving lessons, but I like to make an argument that we do something that might be better, and I don't know how many courses. I don't know of any that do that. We include, like I say, the range is included with all of our memberships.
Right.
If you play a round of golf, the range is included, and if someone just comes out to hit balls, we charge $5 for an hour. And the thing that I've always said, and you know, you mentioned that I played professional baseball. I was a left-handed hitter in baseball, and I know from, you know, if you count Little League, high school, college, 10 years of professional baseball, I bet I swung the bat a million times left-handed. But because I started golfing, I had right-handed clubs, so I golf right-handed. And, you know, fairly close, I have one handicap right-handed. But if I tried to golf left-handed, and I know all the same things, it's not a matter of knowing what to do, it's just I've never practiced left-handed. I can't hit the ball out of my shadow left-handed. I know I couldn't score 150. And I always tell people that when they go and they get a lesson, I say lessons are important. It's important to learn how to do it, but if you don't train yourself, if you don't practice, and that's what I think we, you know, it's kind of in the last few years I've really gotten to where I practically give away those range balls, just because I know if people just get up there and spend a little time on the range, or play like either one. If you do either a lot, you're going to get better. You know, there are times you absolutely need to get instruction, but I'm just absolutely sold, because it's actually how I've got there. I've not taken a formal lesson, but I've seen all the lessons for 20 years going through here, and people that get lessons and certainly hear enough about how to hold the club and swing the club, but it's just kind of because I'm here, I'll go up in the range or play nine holes almost every day, hit a bucket, and it just, your brain figures it out when you do that.
Yeah, and, repetition will do that.
Yep.
A couple final thoughts for Jeff Doyle at Diamond Woods. I know this wasn't there from day one, but some years ago, the stay and play feature, which I know when you guys implemented, you were pretty excited about as your facility grew. What could you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know what, that actually, because as it turns out, the lodge people really love that for a wedding, and we, that takes up almost our entire summer. Is the weekends are those weddings, which would be when the stay and play. I mean, the stay and play was we felt like it was kind of popular, but it's only in the shoulder seasons that we allow it, because with that, it's just that's what that facility works best for. And I think if we stopped doing weddings at some point, that would probably be where we'd go. A lot easier to manage and maintain, but we have a great, Linda Nelson does a great job with our weddings and still wants to work and do it, so that's what we do up there.
Yeah, no, for anybody who's been up there and, you know, obviously doing this and all these years coming up there, it's challenging. It's aesthetically pleasing for weddings or events. You guys got so much great stuff going on. And again, learn more, diamondwoods.com. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have a chance to talk with you. Best of luck in your tournament tomorrow. And obviously, as the weather gets a little bit better, because I'm kind of a crybaby when it comes to crappy weather, I look forward to coming out and seeing you guys.
Yes, I hope to see you out here, Steve.
All right, take care, Jeff.
All right, take care.
Take it easy.